Broadcasting live from the True Crime Today studios to the world. This is Murder in the Morning with Tony Bruschi and Stacey Cole.
From the Hit Killers Podcast, Murder in the Morning.
I want us all to brace ourselves right now.
Because this is a really hard story, Tony, so please set the tone. Like, really set the tone.
It is. This is a hard story of harsh conditions of someone who once was used to, well, at least adequate conditions. Some may call it the good life, but we'll just say fair conditions. You know, eating caviar by moonlight, having grapes fed to yourself as you look out over your mansion and the valleys and hundreds of acres that you own. And then the sex workers show up, and then the FBI shows up, and then Homeland Security shows up, and you end up in prison. But that's what we're talking about here. The unfair treatment of a man that deserves more.
This is so hard. Can we just pause? I need to grab a tissue.
Yes, let's turn the music off for a moment.
Okay.
It's okay. Here we go.
I can do this.
Because when you're Sean Diddy Combs and you're accused of, oh, I don't know, more than 120 sexual abuse allegations and under federal investigation and facing basically the rest of your life in prison, the main thing that you should be concerned with is the food in jail. Sean Diddy Combs' legal team revealed that his biggest complaint about jail life isn't the cramped conditions or looming legal battles, but rather the food at Brooklyn's Metropolitan Detention Center. Defense attorney Mark Agnifilo informed reporters, "I think the food's probably the roughest part of it," after a pretrial hearing for the rapper. I gotta say, these attorneys for Diddy, they're like well-known, good attorneys, highly paid. But I gotta say, their PR game is shit.
It's 100% shit. And I don't know who's running that deal, but they're doing their client and their reputation a huge disservice.
I mean, the things that they're bringing up and that they're allowing to go through, like the mom letter the other day.
Uh-huh.
Like, this is a public, like, just shut up. Like, this is not helping your case. You're not going to turn this into a big old, oh, this is racial, or, like, because it's not. It's about a horrible human being taking advantage of the power that he had and using it for evil is what it doesn't matter what race you are. This is what he did. But I know they're trying to go down that route. But even though I don't think anyone's going to bite on this one. And then this. Talking about the food? Just shut up. Just shut up. Yes, you had a hearing today. You still believe, you know, you believe in your client. Great. Let's not even talk about shit that other people are going to look at and roll their eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Since his mid-September arrest, Combs has been held at the MDC, awaiting trial on charges of sex trafficking, racketeering, and transportation for prostitution. These allegations paint a grim picture of coercion, threats, and exploitation. According to federal prosecutors, Combs allegedly forced women into drug-fueled freak-offs that spanned multiple days. The MDC, known for its challenging conditions, to say the least, serves three daily meals, which reportedly include a breakfast at 6 a.m. with items like cereal and fruit. Lunch at 11 a.m. offers hamburgers, tacos, or baked fish. With weekend,
who doesn't want tacos? What the fuck is wrong with this guy?
Better than half the shit I eat during my day. With weekend options of scrambled eggs and biscuits. Dinner is served at 4 p.m. and can include chicken fajitas, roast beef, or pasta, along with heart-healthy options such as tofu or legumes. While the jail provides commissary items, inmates are limited by available selections. Now, I'm sure, you know, jail fajitas are not exactly Chili's, but
no, they don't probably come to them, you know, sizzling on a platter. Yeah. I'm sure it's a little bit different.
They do get unlimited margaritas, though. That's kind of a, no, they don't. But
What an asshole. I mean, seriously, there are, and I'm going to go off on a rant here, but there are elderly people. And this is a true statement. This is a true story. I've heard about this many times, and you can look it up. There are old people who can't make ends meet that are eating like cat and dog food because it's fairly close to human food and it's way cheaper. Mm-hmm. And he's bitching about having three squares and a cot. Fuck you.
Yeah.
No.
Combs' legal team has expressed hope of moving him from the MDC, citing the facility's notorious conditions. Sorry, that kind of fits the crime. The pretrial hearing aimed to address multiple defense claims, including what the attorneys describe as a government-led smear campaign. The defense argues that the Department of Homeland Security agents leaked video footage, which CNN published in May, showing Combs allegedly assaulting his former girlfriend, Cassie Ventura. In the court filing, the defense labeled those allegation leaks as underhanded tactics, asserting that they amounted to government misconduct. So they're literally trying to make him a victim of the video which depicts him violently assaulting and victimizing Cassie Ventura when he's stomping on her head at an elevator bank and then dragging her down the hall by her hair and chucking a lamp at her. They're somehow trying to paint this, that he's the victim.
Yep.
Because they release that. That's underhanded of you. So underhanded of you, you government officials. Shame. They need a PR person. Because these attorneys don't know what the fuck they're doing in terms of PR. Nobody's going to get behind you.
No.
If you want to argue this shit in court, I guess argue this shit in court. But don't go out to the microphones and try to argue this shit, because no one is going to get behind you. No one. Prosecutors were quick to reject the theory. U.S. Attorney Damian Williams dismissed it outright, and Prosecutor Emily Johnson argued that the defense's filing was an attempt to suppress critical evidence. This is an effort to exclude a damning piece of evidence, she stated in court. The government's case against Combs continues to develop as investigators review more than 100 electronic devices seized from his properties. Johnson explained that the investigation is ongoing and could lead to additional charges against Combs, pending a thorough analysis of the data recovered. Our investigation is very much ongoing, Johnson told the judge, indicating the further evidence might emerge as prosecution of Combs comes through and an extensive amount of digital material is analyzed. The judge has issued an order preventing both sides now from disclosing any new evidence not already public. So there's a gag order. While the defense sought to secure bail for Combs, the request was, of course, denied. He's going to remain in the MDC until his trial, which is now scheduled to begin May 5th of 2025. The 100 electronic devices, by the way, from what we understand, more than 90 terabytes of data. And how was it described yesterday by the people who had that data?
What did they say? Fantastic or
extraordinary or amazing?
Oh, extraordinary.
It's something like, I got to look it up. Data is amazing. How did they do? It's in a headline I sent you yesterday.
Let me go to my folder. Hang on a second. I have an entire folder of things that I've completed.
Yeah.
And there is a lot, because Tony is by far one of the hardest working people I've ever met in my whole fucking life. Here it is. Prosecutors on Diddy's 90 terabytes of device data. It's extraordinary.
Extraordinary. Okay, so there you go. They said it's extraordinary. That's a really interesting way of describing all the information. That's not just like it's a lot of data. It's extraordinary what data they have. Meaning there's a lot of shit in that data.
Meaning there's so much here that we haven't seen before that this is outrageous is kind of what they're getting at. Like we don't typically see this volume is what they're getting at.
Not just volume, but the content, I think, is what they're getting at. Because a lot of times these days you do get like a lot of terabytes of data. But I think what they're really getting at is like, oh yeah, it's a lot of data, but what's on this is extraordinary, you know?
It's an interesting take, because I just assume that there is a shit ton, because it sounds like he filmed everything.
Well, and you got to think though, too, I mean, data and video is not low on data. And if he's not just running these cameras as most people would, as like a security, where it's just, you know, unfortunately, a lot of times not the greatest quality, but it's there. It serves its surveillance purpose. I'm thinking the way he was, he's more so filming this shit like a porn, where it's like high definition. The cameras probably fucking move. I don't know, but I'm guessing it's not, you know, grainy, weird security footage. So HD, 4K video, or even just HD, you're talking easily gigabytes of data for just minutes of video. And if you are recording in high definition, you're easily into terabytes with honestly not that much of hours of information. So I'm guessing, though, there's probably, if we're going back in time, probably not ultra HD 4K, but we're probably talking at least 720, which would probably have a lot on there.
Wow.
So, yeah, there's going to be a lot of shit that's going to hit the fan very, very soon. Just did a big, it's kind of like overlook of everything of the Diddy case here earlier in the, actually last week, by the time you're listening to this, in the morning on Monday. We put out a piece last week that has actually three pieces in total that really just spell out everything that's going on in the Diddy case. The titles Meet the Current Major Accusers of Diddy, Meet the Accused in the Diddy Case, and Meet the Other Major Players in the Diddy Case. And then there's also Everything and Everyone You Need to Know on the Diddy Case. Search for any of those, or go back to our feed, or go to The Downfall of Diddy. We have a podcast specifically for that. And that really, if you listen to the long form one, which is all those broken up or put together in one, the Everything and Everyone You Need to Know in the Diddy Case, that breaks down everybody. It breaks down all of the major accusers. It breaks down all of the accused, because there's far more than Diddy that are accused in many of these cases. And it also breaks down some of the other key players in here that are not necessarily accused or accusers, but play a role or are alleged to have played a role in this. If you really want to get kind of caught up, because there's so much to this case, so many moving parts, I recommend listening to those. And
there's a lot to keep track of here. I almost feel like you should grab a notebook and just take notes as you listen to this, because this is almost like a murder mystery without I was going to say without the murder, but we don't know that.
If you want to go really crazy, I suggest yarn and like pins into your wall, and then pictures everywhere, and your family won't think you're crazy at all. But it really, that's the best way to do it. So I would go with let your family think you're crazy.
All right, true crime addicts, let's cut the crap. You're knee deep in the gory details of your favorite podcast when suddenly a commercial hits like a bad meal. Seriously? You deserve better. Upgrade to True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts, where you can binge without those annoying ads. Plus, get extended interviews that go deeper into the darkness and early access to episodes so you can be the first to know. It's like trading up from fast food to fine dining, but with more blood. So, go ahead. Search for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. Subscribe and feast on the good stuff.